Accessibility Tidbits, September 1st, 2026. What does inclusion look like when we move beyond the idea of simply providing access? In this issue of Accessibility Tidbits, we're heading outdoors with accessible hiking opportunities in Norway and a journey along Glacier National Park's spectacular Going to the Sun Road. We also explore why traveling well with hearing loss begins long before departure, and celebrate a cardboard boat race where inclusion, teamwork, and a little ingenuity made quite a splash. Elsewhere, we look at the call for disability-inclusive disaster preparedness, the role disability studies can play in building understanding and empathy, and what happens when health challenges unexpectedly change the career path you had planned. You'll also meet Mason Brandstrader, whose journey after paralysis has become one of purpose, advocacy, and adventure, and explore what happens when disability planning is noticeably absent from the conversation. Different stories, places, and perspectives, but one important question connects them. Are we creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to participate? Let's get into it. There's plenty more to discover. Explore more stories below. Meet Dax, the robot helping Missoula County improve accessibility. Lessons from the disability rights movement. The toll travel takes on someone with a disability. Free 24/7 bus travel for disabled people welcomed by London-based disability campaigners. Creative storytelling competition for LGBTQIA+ people with disability. Finding another route into a career in ecology. After vasovagal syncope disrupted Kia Davies' plans to learn to drive, entering the ecology field became more difficult. She found alternative routes through desk-based work, car sharing, public transit, and networking. Now employed in the sector, Davies is encouraging employers to create more flexible, accessible career pathways. When the accessible toilet tells you where everything is, a blind London commuter discovered an ADI roommate in an accessible toilet at Charing Cross Station. The device provides recorded descriptions of the room's layout and features, helping blind and partially sighted people navigate independently. Braille labels on door and lock controls provide another layer of accessibility. Fiji urged to put disability at the center of disaster planning. Fiji's Disabled People's Federation is calling for disaster planning that better addresses the needs of people with disabilities. Priorities include accessible evacuation centers, transportation, and emergency warnings, along with greater involvement of disabled people in preparedness. The group says policies must translate into practical, adequately funded measures. Traveling with hearing loss starts with a plan. For travelers with hearing loss, preparation can make navigating airports, hotels, and unfamiliar destinations more manageable. Hearing health advocate, writer, and speaker Shari Eberts shares practical strategies for planning ahead, managing hearing technology, communicating accessibility needs, and preparing backup options, helping travelers reduce barriers and feel more confident throughout their journey. Adaptive equipment opens Norway's outdoors to more people. Across Norway's Yaren region, accessible trails and adaptive equipment are helping people with disabilities enjoy beaches, waterways, and natural areas. Beach wheelchairs, adaptive kayaks, seated paddleboards, and multipurpose carts are available at several locations, alongside features such as accessible washrooms, bathing ramps, and wheelchair-friendly shelters. Mason Brandstrader on mobility, acceptance, and life after paralysis. After a skiing accident at 17 left Mason Brandstrader paralyzed, he began rethinking what mobility and independence could look like. Now a disability advocate and content creator, Brandstrader discusses acceptance, inaccessible environments, adaptive technology, and how an electric wheelchair attachment has expanded where and how he travels. Why accessibility needs a place in architecture education. Cornell architecture student Zachary Stevens argues that disability is too often treated as a building code requirement rather than a fundamental design consideration. He calls for accessibility to be introduced earlier in architectural education, encouraging future architects to move beyond minimum standards and design more thoughtfully for disabled people. Cardboard boat race makes waves for inclusive recreation. East End Disability Associates celebrated multiple wins at Riverhead's annual cardboard boat race, where participants with intellectual and developmental disabilities help design, build, and race their creations. The event offered opportunities for teamwork, creativity, and community participation while demonstrating how local traditions can become more inclusive. Returning to the backcountry on a different set of wheels. 7 years after a spinal cord injury, adaptive athlete Joe Stone returns to Glacier National Park's backcountry. Using hand cycles and support from friends, Stone tackles Going to the Sun Road and a rugged camping trail, demonstrating how adaptive equipment, planning, and teamwork can create more possibilities for outdoor recreation. Making disability history and culture part of the classroom. Disability studies can bring history, culture, rights, and lived experience into classrooms across subjects. Educator Brittany R. Collins outlines ways teachers can incorporate disability perspectives throughout the school year, helping students examine representation and accessibility while ensuring disabled students see their experiences reflected in what they learn. Looking for inclusive travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches, Thunder Bay, Ontario, 2SLGBTQIA+, welcoming and accessible adventures. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.